Jamie Versey on Felixstowe Radio.
Hello, Mr. Cox. How are you doing, sir?
I'm not too bad, Jamie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So you're here, you've come to talk to me about your next Dirty Mangoes gig.
I have a shameless plug.
No problem whatsoever. Felixstowe Radio do like to support, and I'm just apologising now that I can't make it yet again.
Yeah, I know.
One day, I'll walk in that door and you'll be like, wow. You won't, but you know. Anyway, so Dirty Mangoes number what?
Oh, that's a very good question. I think it's six. It's either five or six.
I was going to say five or six, yeah. But I'm not the promoter, mate.
No. It's the second one of the year.
Yes.
If that helps.
Yes, and unfortunately, I'm working six till six, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I can't go out till the early hours for Saturday to go to work for 6 o'clock.
Those days have long passed you by, have they, mate?
Yeah, I'm far too old for that sort of nonsense now. So, tell people where it is.
Okay, so, yeah, Friday, September the 11th from 8 p.m, and it is at La Vida down on Beach Street in Felixstowe.
Excellent, and all your... Well, no, they haven't. I'd say majority of your Dirty Mangoes gigs have been at La Vida, haven't they?
They have, yeah, all bar one. The other one, I went up the road to Ipswich.
No, I did make that one.
Event. You did come to that one.
Yeah, so it's not like I'm snubbing you or anything.
No, I haven't taken it personally.
Right, so what we're doing today, rather than you come in and be part of one of my shows, we're doing a standalone. So hopefully I'll pop this into my Saturday show. So if you're listening, it is now Saturday. Yeah, that's how it all works. But hopefully other presenters will grab hold of this and pop it onto their shows as well.
Super stuff.
We'll see. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Now, so tell us who the bands are. Tell us who the first band is. Or shall I... I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play... Which band are you going to talk about first, mate?
Well, we'll go by order of what they're playing on the evening, so okay. We might as well do Tiny Vessels first.
Okay, so I'm going to pop a song on of theirs called Communication.
Yeah.
So that was Communication by Tiny Vessel, and they're the opening act of Coxie's Dirty Mango's next gig, which is Friday the 11th of September down at La Vida, and Coxie in a minute will tell you how to get tickets. So who are Tiny Vessels, mate?
So Tiny Vessels are a relatively new and up-and-coming band. I've really sort of only got to hear about them earlier on this year, but I think they've been going for about a year and a half, maybe two. But yeah, from Cambridge. For me, they sound sort of very sort of Block Party-esque, that, you know, sort of like early to mid 2000 indie rock and roll. So their sound is phenomenal for a group relatively new to the scene. But yeah, coming all the way down from Cambridge, which is really, really nice.
Cool, and that sound, that would be absolutely fantastic in that La Vida.
Yeah, really, really good. It is such an amazing live music venue. I mean, it's a great venue regardless, but yeah, for live music.
Award-winning venue.
Award-winning venue indeed, but yeah, all of the bands which have played there before, and the sound engineers and that have said how amazing it is. They've got their own sound system in there, so that saves having to lug all their stuff up the stairs, which I think most of the bands appreciate. And then there's
I can imagine.
Yeah, and then there's a brilliant backstage area for them. Dressing rooms apparently are bigger than some of their houses, which is for some those I suppose that live down in Brighton. I suppose it's a bang for your buck down there, isn't it?
Yes.
For the bands that come up, and then yeah, the stage obviously as well is a massive old stage for them, and obviously the decor, the staff, the people, everyone involved in La Vida is wonderful. So yeah, perfect venue.
So how did you get a hold of Tiny Vessel? How did you find these?
So they were actually a band that I found on Instagram. I was doing a little bit of research. Bands before I've either had recommended to me by agents, or I have discovered them through my own hard work and effort. And on this occasion, both bands actually I found via social media.
Cool. Now, me and you are the same, but vastly different. We both love music, but I'm quite happy with everything that's been before.
Yeah.
Where you're quite happy finding new stuff.
Yeah.
We won't talk about the Bleachers, though, will we?
No.
just a little nod there, people. Coxie told me 2024 to listen to a band called Bleachers. My mate Giggsy told me in 2020. I ignored them because they're a new band. I've now, somebody else recommended them to me, so I listened. Well, she forced me to listen because she was giving me a lift home at the time, so it was on in the car, so I couldn't do anything about it, really. And I thought, yeah, I quite like these. And so I've now bought all their vinyl and bought tickets to go and see them live. So... all or nothing, me.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm unable to come as well to the live event, and that's the second time I'll have missed them. Had the opportunity to see them and not been able to, so I'm gutted.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I'm gutted you can't come, mate.
Yeah, I'm a little bit angry that you are seeing them before me, considering I've recommended them a while ago.
Do you know what? I'm not going to be smug and post anything on Facebook about that whatsoever, mate.
It's going to be your favourite gig ever, I can tell.
Anyway, let's get back to why you're here. So, Tiny Vessel, you say they're coming from Cambridge. Should we play another song of theirs?
Yeah, go on in.
I'm assuming these are all their own... They're not covers. They're
no,
all their
yeah,
own.
All their own material.
And
yeah.
This one is called Torn. Once we've done this, you'll give me some links to their music, maybe, and then we'll talk about ticket prices and where people can get tickets from.
Perfect.
I'm surrounded by the debris of everything falling away. The canvas of colour running their way down. Caught between a question, has the fight left your body now? So P.I., are you right? Should we brace for impact? Spin the wheel of fortune. We're shadows of the people we used to be now. crashing down around us now. How do we stop this? Smile to kill the doubt. I'm caught between the answer. Do I really want to know the truth? So P.I. The wheel of fortune. We're shadows of the people we used to be, now torn. Should we brace for impact? Spin the wheel of fortune. We're shadows of the people we used to be, now torn.
Torn by Tiny Vessels. So I'll hand you back over to Coxie, who's going to give you some information on the band, where you can get their songs from.
So I believe they're all over Spotify, certainly on Apple Music and other streaming platforms, but you can also follow them on Instagram. I don't think they're on Facebook, but Tiny Vessels Music, you can find them. And both of the tracks that you played, Jamie, they're off their latest EP called Levels, if I recall.
Super.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you like the sound of them people, two things: get tickets from Coxie to go and see them live, because you can't beat live music. For those who know me, know Coxie, we love going to live concerts, and we even go to some together.
It's true.
When it's not his wife's 50th birthday, but we went to that.
Oh, you mentioned the age.
Yeah, sorry, Lucy. I totally understand why you've blown me out for that, mate. Because you have to do, of course. Yeah, right. So, tickets for this gig.
Yep. So tickets are on sale now. There is a smattering of £5 tickets still available, but you can get tickets from C Tickets. That's SEE on the internet. And search for Dirty Mangoes, and that will come up with the date for the 11th. And yeah, a smattering of £5. Otherwise, they're £8 online, and on the evening, if there's any left, there'll be tenner on the door.
Sober, and as always, I'll share them around the Felixstowe Radio Facebook page so people can see the link on there.
Brilliant.
Right, so let's move on to the, do we call them headliners?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough to say.
If you're last on, you're the headline, yeah, aren't you? And so who are these, mate?
So these are the Rackets. They're, again, a band I discovered on Instagram and got in touch with them. Really nice bunch of lads, and they said they were proper up for it. And I was considering it, or was trying to organise them for the event, which I did in May.
May, yeah. Yeah.
But they can actually make that one, and they said they were free for this next event on the 11th. So they've been booked since February, I think. But yeah, coming from London, these guys are actually, they're all fully prepared, and they're staying down here as well. So hopefully they'll get to savour some of the delights that Felixstowe has to offer.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to play one of their songs, and this is Telephone Smile.
Okay.
kiss me through the phone. I can hear your smile pop to your cheekbone. Hold me there a little while now. Lonely silhouette, you'll bet your head on my shoulder, breathes it down my neck. Oh honey, I told you I like your favorite song. It whispers in my ear things you said to me last time you were here.
So how would you describe the Rackets then, mate?
The Rackets, for me, I think they're sort of quite Blur, Libertines-esque, that kind of... You can definitely tell the London influence, Essex influence, I think, on their music. But again, sort of quite melodic, raucous in places, lots of fast, throbbing guitars.
Yeah.
Good drums. Heavy bass lines, all good stuff, mate.
Proper music,
indie rock and roll. Yeah. I think for that. Yeah, this event is a proper indie rock and roll fest.
I think if you go back to sort of mine and yours, sort of strangely opposite ends of the spectrum similarities.
Yeah,
we do like proper music, don't we?
We do. Yeah.
Regardless of who's playing it, like I'll like some stuff that you won't, and vice versa. But if it's singer, guitarist, drums, keyboard, maybe, job done.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah. It's simple but effective.
Truly is.
It's like the old 4-4-2 system at football, mate. It works.
You can't beat it, yeah.
You can't beat it. Right, so let's plug the tickets one more time.
Okay, so yeah, so you can get tickets via C-Tickets, SWE, search for Dirty Mangoes, and that will come up with everything that you need to do to get them. Smattering of a fiver tickets, then it goes on to £8 and then tenner on the evening at the door.
Fantastic. Right, we'll play one more of their songs, mate. Then we'll have a bit of a close down and maybe thank a few people.
Yeah.
And maybe see what's in the future. And hopefully it will work with my very, very hectic social and life calendar. Here is 131 The Rackets.
Lightning on the 131. Love struck has just begun when our eyes first met in the reflection of the windscreen. But time, not sure if she saw me, mistaken, or maybe it wasn't a bus or the driver didn't stop 'cause it was too full. I got home a long way. on scenarios, but I'll go home the long way so you could notice me.
Right, so that was the Rackets with 131. So on this little interview, we've played Communication and Torn by Tiny Vessels, Telephone Smile and 131 by the Rackets, who are both performing at the Vida on Friday the 11th of September in a event sorted out by Mr. Stephen Cox under his name Dirty Mangoes. And see tickets for the tickets, or just look on our Felixstowe Radio Facebook page and there'll be some links on there for you. Right, mate, so what's next for Dirty Mangoes? Got anything else lined up?
We have not for this year. Next year we have a couple of dates at La Vida to put in your diaries.
Yeah.
April the 9th and September the 10th.
Ooh, April the 9th, that is 3 days before my birthday.
Oh, there you go.
So I will stick that in my calendar, and we'll have a birthday party for me. I'm not making it about me, Bryn. Before you listen, Bryn. Now, I mentioned Bryn. We have to thank Bryn, don't we?
We certainly do. Yeah. So him and the businesses which he runs have been phenomenal throughout all of the Dirty Mangoes events, having sponsored every single one of them. Real heartfelt thanks goes out to him, and in this instance, Platinum Sports and Prestige, which got to be very, very thankful for. And because we're supporting the Felixstowe Mayor's three chosen charities. Darren's also been out and he spread the word, and three other companies have also gotten on board for this one and they've sponsored it. The sponsorship, I'll explain, enables me to put on and book the bands so we can put the night on. Any additional funds from that and the sales of tickets will go to the three chosen charities, which are Dora Brown, Brave Futures and The Pit Stop. So all local charities all do really great work in the community. An extra special thanks not only to Darren, Felixstowe Mayor, but also to DS Custom Solutions, KDR European and Infinity Container Logistics.
That is fantastic. And they're all Felixstowe based companies?
I believe so, yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really good, yeah.
It's the people of Felixstowe getting behind the people of Felixstowe for the people of Felixstowe. What a tagline!
I mean, you should copyright that one.
Yeah, so what did I say? It's the people of Felixstowe getting behind the people of Pit Felixstowe for the people of Felixstowe.
Yeah.
We'll copyright that, mate.
I mean, it truly is. It makes a huge difference, because to put on these gigs and to get bands coming from elsewhere isn't cheap. And the bands have been really great as well, you know, waiving a bit of their fees and that sort of thing. But you have that to consider. You have a sound engineer to put on board, and then you have all of the promotion and everything. So it really does go a long way, enabling me to put on these bands for basically the cost of a pint of beer, really.
And that's all it is. People, yeah. And I'll say it this time, I said it last time, people moan there's nothing to do in Felixstowe. There is, if you open your eyes.
Absolutely.
And your ears. and everything else. Yeah, just get involved. It's, as I say, it's a night out, a few beers, have a laugh with your mates, with your wife, with your husband, with your boyfriend, whatever. Whatever you've got going on in your life, get down there and have a bit of a giggle and watch some live music and support the people of Felixstowe. Right, Mr. Cox, thank you very much for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jamie.
No problem.
Jamie Versey on Felixstowe Radio.